She's got to be fancy with it. You know what I'm saying? And print that shit out.
Oh, you guys. Oh, no. I just opened a program. Oh, no.
Oh, uh-oh.
Please tell me you closed. Oh, that would be bad.
We're live.
We are live.
No, we are not. Stop it.
I think we're live, Kristen.
Are we? Well, hello. Hey, guys. I didn't print out the story, Gail. You're going to have to read it, okay, buddy?
I've got my email ready to read.
Damien was prepared. Deboos was prepared. I was not. Whoa. I was saying howdy to everybody in the chat. Yes, go, Damien.
Yeah, we are live, the premiere episode of Beer, Booze, and Boogeyman. I'm Damien from Life Beyond 6 Feet and RKB Paranormal.
I am Kristen from the Paranormal Girl Podcast.
And I am Gil from Black Cat Report.
Woot, woot. Welcome, everybody. Do you guys mind if I just say hello to a couple of folks in my chat just before we get started?
Please go for it.
I got some new watchers here. Gavin, welcome. Welcome, sir. Dwayne. Dwayne's in the house. I saw him at Squatch Fest recently, and we had a blast. I am drinking my drink out of the Squatch Fest 2024 glass that I copped over there. And let's see, 10 Cent Head, Risk It for the Biscuit. Welcome, everyone. I think my whole family is going to be jumping on here real soon. All right, back to you guys. Just wanted to say hi.
Yeah. Actually, two of those folks I have to give shout outs to as well. First one on the list is going to be the leader of the chicken cult, Gavin. Glad the feds haven't found you yet, man. And second one is going to be Risk It for the Biscuit. You know who you are.
Well, I'm not sure who's watching on my end, so if anybody that I personally know is watching, thank you for watching.
Yeah, really appreciate it. So let's hey, I want to talk about my beer real quick, and then let's tell folks what we're doing tonight. So one of the dealios with this show is I hope you all brought your paranormally inspired adult beverage. Tonight I will be drinking, enjoying Rogue's Bat Squatch. It's backwards, but Bat Squatch, and it's delicious.
Gil, what do you got?
I have a few late shout outs coming in here because I've been handling tech stuff and everyone knows I have the attention span of a gnat. Troy, shout out to you, Troy. Champion, shout out to you, Champion. And Miller's Monsters. I'm so stoked to see you in there, man. I'm a huge supporter of Miller's Monsters. If y'all don't follow him on TikTok, you should. Yes. And Miller's Monster, not just Miller, though, but also Echo. Huge shout out to Echo. I hope he's getting a million little treats tonight. As for my beer, I've got Thank You for Existing, right? And one that I just couldn't resist, which is most likely aliens.
Oh, dang. You win. I want that. I want that. That looks good.
And yeah, it took me forever to find anything even remotely paranormal in my little small hick town. So I just went with Voodoo Ranger because, you know, voodoo can be kind of spooky, I guess. And I don't really like it, but I'm going to drink it anyway.
It's already making sacrifices for the pod.
There you go.
That's Damien.
All right. So what are we talking about tonight, fellas?
We are talking about... Oh, apparently my sister's watching. She just messaged me and said she's watching. So hello to my sister, Brittany. Thank you for watching.
Hi, Damien, sister.
Her name's Brittany. I don't know if I just... Did I say her name a second ago? I don't know. Anyway, the premiere episode is about haunted workplaces. Yes. I have quite a few stories. Kristen, you have some stories. And Kristen, ladies first, we're going to let you start this thing off.
Ooh, okay. I'll tell you a couple of things that happened, and then I'll hand the mic back. Let's see. I'll start with a story that I've told a couple of places before, but it's one of my favorites. So all of my stuff only takes place in one place that I worked that was haunted. It wasn't like all places I've ever worked were haunted. One place, which should say something. So this one is about afterlife communication with a passed on fur baby. And I was an assistant manager at this feed store in Uptown New Orleans. And I would go in every morning. I was the one who opened the store, and then I would stay late and close up the store. And one morning I arrived early and, you know, unlocked it, started going through and flipping on lights and, you know, just getting it ready to go. And I, for whatever reason, I think I must have been listening to a podcast about afterlife communication, but my dog that had passed on a couple of years before was just heavily on my mind that morning. And I was just like thinking to myself, I was like, you know, I wonder if there's anything to it. Like, this was years ago. I wonder if there's anything to afterlife communication. I've never gotten any signs from him. I just really wish I could have like heard from him. Like, if that's real, if that's like a thing. And I go through and I go to like turn on the lights in the back and unlock this back door, which opens into this big like yard, like stockyard where we keep like bags of dirt and stuff like that. And there's a very specific spot out back where I take my breaks every day. It's very specific. I sit up against the wall and I take my break. And I open the back door and the first thing I see is a tennis ball sitting right where I sit on my break. And I immediately, I don't know, it was just a thought, like an inspired thought that came into my mind. I was like, oh my God, I think this is from Torque. This is from Torque. I don't know why that like, you know, occurred to me, like why that was the immediate thought. And I went and grabbed it. And like we sold tennis balls in the store, you know, for like toys and stuff. It was a dog food store, but this one, I don't know where it came from. And it was sitting right in my spot. And like, you can see, yes, I kept it. You can see, you know, it's used, it's dirty. It was, looks like a dog's toy, something like a dog would have. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that is amazing. Thank you, Torque. And I picked it up, put it in my pocket, and I went back to work. So I'm coming back through the store and I'm going down the aisles because, you know, bags fall off the shelves, Damien, you know this, working in retail, bags fall off the shelves, things fall off and you got to put them back. And I'm going down the aisles and I see something way down at the end of the aisle, like right in the middle of it. And I walk up to it. It's a bag of doggy diapers. And I'm looking down at the picture of it. And I don't know if you've seen, like, you know, this bags of doggy diapers. It's the dog in the diaper with the tail sticking through the little hole.
Yeah.
And it just looks so ridiculous. And it immediately occurred to me, like, there's this memory I have of Torque, like a couple of years before or a couple of weeks before he passed, where he was, you know, having some bathroom issues and I had to buy him doggy diapers for the first time. Mm-hmm. And just remembering like how just dumb he looked. He looked so dumb. And it was, you know, it was funny. And I, you know, we just didn't know he was sick and it was funny. And like, I took a picture of him and it looked like that picture. So I was like, okay, this is going to be another sign, another like communication. Thank you. I couldn't have asked for more, but wait, there's one more. So, a couple hours go by. I go on my first break and I go out the back to my regular spot. I open the door and sitting in my break spot, in the exact spot that the tennis ball was this little red toy.
Huh.
Now, it looks like, and I was like, what? This has got to be another one. What is this? And I'm sitting there like looking at it, like turning it over. I'm like, it could be like a mermaid tail. Like it kind of looks like a fish, you know, okay. Word association, like it's red, you know, it looks like a fish. It's stinky. And then I remembered that is what his nickname was his whole life. We always called him Stinky.
Oh.
So, so I took these things and I will keep them till my last moments. Because that was, I heard from my dog that day and it was very unexpected. And that, it's just really special memory. I have scarier stories, but I feel like I should let somebody else talk for a little bit.
Well, no, I want to follow up a little bit though, like So, like, I put this. What? Was Torque known for like just like picking up and moving things around the house and like putting them in like ridiculous spots on a regular occasion, or like, you know, like on a regular basis, or was this indicative of Torque? Like, did, you know, you just come home and find a horse's head and wonder if the mob was after you, like, you know, but it was just Torque in the corner just laughing his ass off, like.
No, it wasn't really indicative of his like personality per se. Okay. He was just the laziest gosh darn animal you ever met, just constantly sleeping, constantly farting. That's why we called him Stinky. But it was indicative of like when you start looking into communications from the afterlife, this is like kind of par for the course for what they in theory are able to do, like what kinds of signs they can get across to you. Like, they can only do so much, you know, in spirit energetic form. So that's why you know, I settled on the, you know, this is a communication from my dog that he was able to do this, and he knew that it would make me think of him. Yeah,
right. So.
Gotcha.
At least that's a positive haunted work story.
That's the only positive one. Yeah. Yeah.
That's fair.
Oh, Gil, I don't think you had any, did you?
I ain't got shit. No. I did get some comments from Champion and Risky for the Biscuit saying that my mic was way the hell too low. Is this sounding any better, everybody? I don't know if anybody wants to comment.
You do sound louder. You do sound louder.
Sounding a little better?
Yeah.
Let's see, I'm waiting for the. Okay, cool. Cool. Good deal. Thank you all for the heads up. And if there's anything that pops up like that, you can't hear one of us or you can't see one of us, or first go check to make sure you didn't drink some bleach, and then shoot us a message and let us know. But yeah, any heads up like that, we'd appreciate it, because I've got like 40 screens open over here. I'm trying to keep track of everything. We're trying to keep all the tech running in the background here. So thank you for the heads up.
And I just want to shout out Jen. She messaged me saying that she was watching, and I believe my wife's watching too. So, babe, if you're still watching, thank you for watching. I know you're not really into podcasts or anything, but I appreciate you watching anyway.
Also a long-lost cousin, just saying.
could be. You got the same last name. So, so I guess I'll tell a couple of my stories, because I have quite a fucking few. So, I'll start first by the ones that y'all don't really know about yet at my former workplace. I'm not going to name the name of the company, but it was a huge retail travel center. So, you know, travel center, for people that may not know, just a big-ass gas station. They kind of cater to, like, truck drivers and stuff. So there's a big diesel section, and they have showers for the drivers to use and stuff like that. So, a big portion of my time was spent in the shower hall because I was maintenance, so we had to wash the customer towels, and that's where we kept all of our stuff to clean with and stuff. So I had heard when I first started there were several people that had passed away in the store or on the property since the building opened. I was told of one person who died actually in one of the shower rooms. He was dead for like 5 hours before they ever found him.
I'm a little bit concerned about how little these people are showering. How long did it take? Right.
When they found him and actually got the door open, they said he'd probably been laying there dead for about 5 hours. There was a driver that was found deceased in his truck in our back parking lot. Somebody that I used to work with there, actually they're stepfather committed suicide in his car in the back parking lot. Another, I don't know if he was homeless or just trying to hitchhike, but apparently there was a guy latched on underneath a big rig, I guess was trying to hitch a ride somewhere, and then he fell off when they took off, run over his chest and killed him. I also want to say there was a customer at the gas pumps had a heart attack. I don't know if he died in the parking lot or if he died on the way to the hospital, but several deaths at this building.
Wow. Okay.
But some of the weirdest things that I experienced there, I know on two separate occasions, I was cleaning one of the showers at about 9:30 at night. And I heard somebody from the hallway say hello. So I kind of ignore it because I'm trying to get done. I'm ready to go home. I'm like, if they need something, they can grab it themselves. About 30 seconds later, I hear the same hello. So I'm like, shit, man. So I stick my head out. I don't see anybody. And I go check our shower monitor, and there's no showers in use. Like, the only shower that's open is the one I'm cleaning. And so I have no clue where this person that said hello came from. And so it kind of weirded me out because I couldn't see anybody, couldn't find anybody, but I kind of chalked it up, and maybe it was somebody else that went another way, whatever. The thing I think that freaked me out the most, our old, I guess you can call it the maintenance closet where our washer and dryer and stuff was. I was taking some towels out of the washer and putting them into the dryer, and my back was to the door. And we had a hamper where we put all of our dirty towels in. Then I heard something drag across the floor. And when I turned around, this hamper was sitting in the middle of the doorway. And I'm like, well, that's really weird. I was like, somebody's got to be messing with me. So I went, found my manager. I was like, hey, man, pull up the cameras. I think somebody's messing with me. And he pulls up the cameras, and nobody comes down that hallway. I'm like, well, I had to have kicked it or something and just didn't realize it. So I'd put it back where it was, and I stood back to where I was when I heard it scooting. I leaned over, stuck my leg as far out as I could go and put it, and I didn't even come close to the hamper. So something physically grabbed this hamper and just pulled it to the doorway. Like, I heard it scooting across the floor, and I'm like, mm-hmm. gotta be somebody messing with me. And when we checked the cameras, there's nobody there.
Wow.
It Whoa. Was, and then there would be times, like, in one of our, in our one bathroom, I'd have it blocked off, clean it and stuff. And we have the automatic paper towels dispensers in there, and they would just paper towels would just be randomly just popping out. And I'm like, you know, there's nothing in there.
That would drive me insane.
I mean, and it would go on. It wouldn't just be like one paper towel. It would be like 15 out at a time. Like, somebody just messing with the thing. It was one of those things where it was strange, but it wasn't to the point where, okay, I can't work here anymore.
Yeah.
So, but it was real interesting because, like, I knew the history of the people that passed away there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's got to be one of these people, you know, just fucking around with me.
Why ghosts got to be making our jobs way harder? Like, always.
Giving us more stuff to do.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here, like, I work from home, and, like, my house is just not haunted at all. Like, my cats just sleep so peacefully. They don't do the whole, like, looking in the corners, staring. They don't even do that. And I'm just like, man, there ain't shit happening over here. So I have to research. I have to look into the paranormal because it just doesn't come to me like this. Like, Damien,
right.
I feel like, you know, part of the reason, part of the inspiration for the show was, like, our text group, you know, like our message mm-hmm. group that we have. And just every goddamn day, like, I'm not into the whole COVID conspiracy about becoming magnetic, but you are a candidate for it. The amount of stuff that just seems to be, like, pulled towards you while you're walking around. Every damn day, there's something falling off the shelf, flying off of a counter. Like, every day, he's like, so, I'm walking over here. He sends us these videos every single day, and I'm just like, I don't even know if that's ever happened in my life. This dude just daily. Just like, I don't know.
Yeah, and
walking
that's,
ghost magnet, seriously.
And that's at my current workplace. You know, I'm the store of a retail store. I'm the manager there. And before I ever started experiencing stuff there, the people that worked there when I started said, you know, would say, hey, there's always weird stuff that happens. You know, we call him Fred, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, whatever. And then eventually I started experiencing stuff when I was there. Mm-hmm. Stuff would fall off the shelves that shouldn't just easily fall, you know, like heavy stuff.
Yeah.
And I've gotten to the point now where I try to debunk it. I'm like, okay, maybe it was sitting on the edge of the shelf and it just fell. I'll put it right back and I'll just beat the hell out of the shelf trying to get it to fall.
I've seen
and
the videos.
Budge.
He does beat the hell out of the shelf.
We, several of us there have heard the sounds of, like, feet scooting across the floor when we're already closed and it's just two of us in the building. Nope. There's been several mornings I've been there by myself. Doors are locked, not open yet. I'm in my office doing paperwork. I'll hear the bell on our front counter dinging. So I go into panic mode thinking, oh, shit, I left the doors unlocked. Somebody's in the store. I run up front. The doors are locked. There's nobody in the building. We've seen shadow figures dart across our back aisles, which is almost impossible for an outside source to cause it because all of our windows are up high.
Yeah.
And, like, these shadow figures are, like, on the floor, like somebody's walking across the back aisle.
When you... when you're saying, like, shadow figures, are you talking about, like, actual upright shadow figures that are, like, you know,
like
there,
like,
moving,
it looks,
or is it,
it looks,
a shadow on the floor of somebody walking?
No, it's, like, somebody walking, like, a full person, but just, like, a black silhouette just walking down the back aisle.
That shit. Sorry, where are you going?
And Damien, listener, Damien is a paranormal investigator, so he goes to work dealing with shadow figures and things flying off the walls all day long, and then for fun, goes to try to get more of it.
He just
cannot get enough.
You gotta love what you do.
It.
You know, really. And Damien found that thing.
Hey, I just want to say, interject here, listeners, viewers, get ready. If anybody is wanting to call in, we will be getting up to accepting some phone calls here soon, right, Gil?
Yeah.
So ghost.beer /links if you want. But yeah, you would have the option. Ghost.beer. You will have the option to call in on that site. Yes. So anybody who's interested, we would love to hear your stories.
We would. That would be awesome.
I will say, too, got a fantastic comment from Beth, who I don't know if anybody else noticed me starting to, like, crack up laughing in the middle of Damien's story early on, but I looked over and just saw a message that said, I'm one of Kristen's sisters, the better looking one, by the way. Shout out to all the other Sims.
She's not wrong. She is not wrong.
So,
hey, Beth.
Extra special shout out to Beth. I'm just like, look over. I'm like, how do I introduce this into the show?
Well, did we have any of some listeners submitted a few stories?
Yes.
Can we tell some of those?
We can. I've got one already up and
ready. You got
one
ready to go?
Yeah, I didn't have to print it or anything.
I didn't get to print mine, remember, because we went live 2 minutes early.
I think we were right on time.
I think we were. I think you were just delayed. This one is from a gentleman named Glenn. So shout out to Glenn. Thank you for submitting a story. He titled it The Haunted Fire Hall. So I'm going to read this as it is. Hopefully I don't misinterpret anything. So it says, so I'm a career firefighter and we work in a different schedule than most. So we are at the fire hall all day. We have had members pass away over the years, but they have never left. We have all kinds of weird things happen. I go through every week and straighten the pictures up on the walls. Every week the pictures get turned again. We've had things knocked off the walls, cabinet doors open and shut. We can be upstairs and we hear walking up the stairs, a door shutting. We was there late one night and heard chairs moving upstairs and footsteps. We went up to investigate and there wasn't anyone in there. So I did get my SLS camera and got a figure going up my office of my deputy chief. One of the past members still has personal items there like his uniform, fire helmet, and boots. Till the other day, I found out my deputy chief had an old antique radio that belongs to that past member. So it was him that I saw. Another thing we have had happen is in bunk room 3, there's an old chair that gets moved around. Three of us were sitting in that room one day and heard a loud crash. When I went to investigate, I found the chair flipped over. So I would say the past members might have passed on, but they are still reporting for their shift.
Ooh, dang. You don't often think of fire halls, fire stations necessarily, but I understand why. You know, it's chaotic. It's a lot of emotions going in and out of there, like a lot of just activity. I get it.
Right.
Totally.
Yeah. And you just never know what could come back with somebody, you know,
mm-hmm.
depending depending on, you know, they could report to a fire or an accident, and you just never know what could come back with them.
You would know, you're the magnet. They're attaching themselves to you.
Turns out this like this fire station is actually just next door to your house. It's just like No, I wonder though, and I really, you know, if you've worked at an antiques mall or a thrift store, mm-hmm. please call in. I know you got stories. No way you don't got stories. Come on, like the right. amount of people that are just like, it's just like, Bethany purchased a house or purchased a couch for her brand new house, and then it's just like, I just bought this red sofa because it matched the interior. And it's like, little did she know, and 7 years later, you know, 7 years later, she got a divorce, and like, and it's just, she goes crazy from this, like, from this damn couch. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure y'all got
divorce
some stories.
Sofa.
Yes, your sofa.
Yeah, lines are open, folks. Give us a call. Yeah, we got another listener story, or
yes,
I can tell. I can tell my. I can tell a fun one. Same place. It was it took place sometime around Halloween, so like it was already kind of creepy-ish. Something in that last story reminded me of it. It was kind of creepier. Anyway, it had been dead all day, and I was there with just one other employee. And because it was still dead, I was like, okay, well, let's just start sorting
are
and
these,
cleaning
are
shelves.
Are these puns intended?
Yes. Every single one, every single time. So we're cleaning and sorting shelves in the back, just like keeping our ear out for that telltale bell over the door. And we're chit-chatting, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, I hear the bell. I'm like, oh, okay, there's a customer in the store. So I go up front, and I come around the corner up to the counter, and nobody is there. I'm like, oh, well, that's really weird. But maybe, you know, maybe it was the wind. Maybe the bell settled. Like, you know, whatever, being logical. Mm-hmm. So I go back to the back of the store, and we keep on working and sorting and chatting. A couple minutes pass, and we hear the bell again. And both of us, like, perk up, like, okay, and we both go up to the front of the store, standing in front of the aisles, and nobody is there. And he's late. He turns around, my employee turns around, and he's closer to the front counter than I am. So he's facing me, and he's like, ask me, he's like, hey, I heard that. I did hear that. You heard that, right? And like, as he's talking, I noticed this movement over his shoulder against the wall behind the front counter, behind the register. So we used to keep our tape guns, our like scanner guns, they're old school, hang them on hooks just by their handles up against the wall. And this scanner gun was just swinging like that. And it was not a subtle swing. It was swinging as if someone had walked right by it and brushed it with their arm. Like, and it was the only thing that was moving. Like, there are other scanner guns. Nothing else was moving. Huh. And he saw my face, like, looking at it like this. And he turns around. And he's like, oh, hell no. Hell no. Because he knew about the weird stuff that would happen in the store.
Right.
Yeah. And then I'll have one more, but for later. It's the evil one.
Oh, goodness, an evil one.
Ooh.
So do we have any more listener submissions or anybody calling in?
We've got a call in. Let's see if this audio is going through.
Oh, how do you call in? Todd Neese wants to know, how do you call in? Easy. Yes. Ghost.beer. And it's going to give you the option. Ooh.
Yeah, let's see.
We do have a call in.
Can you hear us?
Going yep, once? I can hear you.
Going twice. Yep.
I hear her.
I can hear her.
I can hear her.
Gonna have to call back. I'll grab you in just a moment.
Gail!
I'm the worst. I told y'all. Hey, this is live. We're trying something. Next caller. Let's see if this will go through.
Please give us a call. We could hear you.
I could.
Damien and I could hear you.
I don't know. It didn't like me.
She was a little crackly, so hopefully.
Let me get this pulled up here.
Yeah. So whoever that was,
yeah,
please call back in.
Yes, please. Please. We want to hear your story. Gil.
I'm the worst.
Killing me.
Hello?
Do we have another caller?
Can you hear us?
No, I don't hear anything.
Don't hear it.
Got a technical issue, y'all. Not surprised. Hold on.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, we can hear
I hear him.
Oh, awesome. I was told by Risk It for the Biscuit to call in today about a workplace scary story that I had experienced back in 2012.
Awesome. And shout out Risk It for the Biscuit. And thank you for calling in.
All right, everybody can hear him.
Yeah. Do you want to give us your first name or a nickname and where you're calling in from?
My name is Troy. I live in Northwest Ohio. Awesome. I was working in 2012 in a Dollar General as a manager, and we had another manager at closing time, and we were closing down the store. The front doors were already locked, and everything seemed to be going pretty normal. I had heard walking around one of the food aisles. So I go down the aisles and I just kind of like do little checks and whatnot. And I see like this got to be like about 4'10" little old lady. And I was like, ma'am, the store closed already. I can let you out the front if you need to. And it just seemed like she wasn't hearing me. So like, I'd kind of like speak a little bit louder, try to get her attention. And, it eventually got to the point where I had to like go up to her, and I got super close to her. Just looked like a normal old lady, probably like 60s, 70s, somewhere around that age. And I started having a conversation about how the store is closing and how she needs to leave. And I was just like, if you're not going to be long at all, I'll ring up your items. And then I'm starting to get like a notification on my little like walkie-talkie that my manager is telling me to come to the office extremely quickly. It's an emergency. And I was just like, I can, if you want to bring up your items to the register, ma'am, I can ring you out here in a bit. And I go back into the office and she's like, what were you just doing? And I was like, there's a little old lady still shopping out here. And she's like, what are you talking about? You literally were just talking to like nothing. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she brings up the camera footage and like it's literally just like starts with me like kind of like looking down an aisle and like talking, and there's nobody on the camera the entire time that I was talking to this lady.
Holy shit.
Oh wow.
Ooh, that's giving me chills, man.
Oh my gosh!
It did me too. That trumps my stories at my Dollar. I'm not working at a Dollar General, but close enough. That's awesome.
Damien, do you have any follow-up questions? I know I got some questions about that, like, or just some comment. Like, so was there a long history of things like this happening? Like, did you come across anybody else like over smoke breaks or anything like that? Where you're, you know, how much did you talk about this afterwards while you were working there? And was there any rapport from other folks about similar events going on?
We had like no idea anything like this happened. The manager wow. that I like caught me talking to an empty aisle, she had been working there for about 5 years Damn. Before that. And she's like, I've never seen anything like this or even heard anything like this. So, like, that was just crazy. And, like, we ended up showing a good majority of the people who worked there. And even, like, the district manager came in to, like, take a look at it because his nephew worked there as a cashier. And his nephew told him about it. And he was like, no way. I'm coming in right
Damn.
Now. It just ended up being like this big spectacle between all the workers that work there.
That is wow. nuts, man. That is nuts. Have you had any other experiences like this? Like, you know, like, are you going through life with like Damien style, a magnet towards paranormal things, or like, you know, was this kind of like your one and only like real intense experience?
Actually I was, for, I want to say like the last 17 years or so, I've been a paranormal investigator with DAPR up in Northwest Ohio, a little thing that my godmother had put together, little ghost hunting group. And we've done a whole bunch of stuff throughout the state of Ohio. But Yeah, just a really long history of being able to see and experience these types of things. Damn.
Well, that's amazing. Yeah. Now I want to see a little old lady at my store. that's what I'm hoping for here in a couple of weeks.
I'm really hoping that I don't catch some, like, you know, just like 5 o'clock news, like, story of Damien. Just like, I know you're not real. I'm shaking down an old lady in a store. Damn, that would have me so paranoid.
I've seen a few like videos, like on TikTok or whatever, just a couple of stories, and they always just freak me out. But they're very similar to the caller's story, and they show like the security cam footage. We're watching the person. Oh, another call.
I don't know. Hello, you are on. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hello, my name is Gavin.
Hey, Gavin.
How are y'all doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
I would like to say howdy, how y'all doing tonight?
Howdy, Gavin.
Hi, Gavin, good. How are you?
Gavin this is.
I get a real strong feeling you do too. As you said, the agents are still after me, so I don't have long. But I will say, I do have a story. It's from my grandma who passed away. And my grandpa can't tell the story because he's busy. So my grandma used to work at a high school. She would clean after hours. And she would always have these, it was minor. So it would be TV would turn on in another room, or you could hear doorknobs moving a little bit, like someone's trying to open the door. And she would call, because she'd call the other people that were in the building. There were only two or three people cleaning. They were on other floors at all times. So she would call them and see if they heard it, but they weren't hearing anything. And she would also hear the footsteps. One night, she was not having a good day. There was stuff going on. She asked, she basically guessed because of the sound of the footsteps. She said, "Sister, I do not have time for this. Can you please leave me alone?" And she continued to work there for 7 years and never heard anything again.
Wow.
So it was a bit interesting to hear, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I always found the story cool. My grandpa swore by it, and I would have him tell you too. I don't do it justice, but trust me. It is a pretty cool story.
That is.
I thought that was pretty good. Yeah.
Definitely really awesome. Story,
man. Yeah, thank you.
Do you know if your grandma did she have other experiences outside of the workplace? Was she just like, did she have a history of going around just laying the law down on paranormals, like spooks that are popping up around town, just being like, "Look, not right now," and then just like clearing houses? Like, did this continue outside of work?
I would not say that, but my other grandparents definitely did. My great grandpa, Andrew, or sorry, not Andrew, I'm thinking of a different grandpa, Robert, I'm really trying here, I'm sorry, Robert, he passed away in his house. He had a heart attack.
Yeah.
And he passed away in 98. My grandma and grandpa decided to buy the house back and move in around 2007, and they would hear similar sounds. Like my first story, they would hear footsteps. The cabinets would open and close by themselves. And the most important part, in my opinion, is the dogs would stare at the fireplace just 24/7.
That'll make things awkward.
Grandma, grandpa, they decided to ask him to stop one night, and he did. They still live there to this day, and nothing. No sounds, nothing.
Huh.
Whew. Yeah, it's like a paranormal chiller. Don't they have those? Like,
didn't believe them for a long time until their three kids decided to tell me the exact same story. So,
wow,
that is wild, man. Well,
it is. That's pretty intense.
Gavin, founder of the chicken cult, allegedly. I uh, Hope you have a great night, and thank you for calling in, and thank you for sharing your story with us.
I appreciate it, Gilly. Have a great night, everybody.
All right. Good night.
Holy shit. Okay.
Anybody, it's the last one that we have waiting. So if anybody else wants to call in, now's
keep
a good
them
time
coming.
To call. Let's keep it going.
There we go.
Hello, you are on. Can we get your first name and where you are calling from?
Yep. You there?
Yeah. Yep.
We hear you.
Hey. Yep. Whenever you're ready.
Yeah. You are live. Right, and if you're not, then we're in a lot of trouble.
Oh, hey. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, good. Good. Yeah, this is Gregory Fedora. Hi, Kristen.
Hi,
and,
Gregory.
I'm just on South Mountain here in Maryland.
Okay.
So okay. I'm calling
cool.
from Maryland.
Welcome.
So my story goes back to about 1991, 92. I used to live in Dayton, Ohio, and it was at the U.S. Air Force Museum. And I worked there, and the U.S. Air Force Museum is one of the largest. It's way bigger than the Space and Air Museum at the Smithsonian. And they have one of the planes that dropped the atomic bomb over Hiroshima.
Okay.
And
oh, wow.
The story was that at night you would go and there's these huge lights that are about 20 feet long. They're big, like fluorescent lights. They're huge things. It was super heavy. And at night, supposedly it would like swing like a pendulum. And I was kind of friends with like the security guards who are actually MPs for the Air Force. So they're like legit like dudes who were tough. And, you know, I got to talking to them and they were telling me about it. And these guys were like, you know, they thought they were badasses all the time. So but they would not patrol at night because they said all this weird crap happened. Mm-hmm. Because all these like airplanes were like from World War II, World War I. Some had been in crashes. Some had people died, you know, during the war in them. And
damn.
But I was fascinated by it. And I one evening there was a big event and they had like all these people there. And I volunteered to work because I was like kind of hoping I'd get to go in the back and see some stuff at night. And near the end of the event, one of the guys came up to me and said, "Dude, you want to go?" Check out the thing in the back. And I was like, "Oh yeah, let's do it." And so we go walking around and we went around the corner and I look up and no lie, like that light was swinging like a pendulum.
Damn.
None of the other lights, but the one over the one airplane was just swinging back and forth like and it never slowed down. And we stood there for like 5 minutes and I cannot tell you, I have no idea how or why it was doing it. Made no sense. There's like no, like even if there was an air duct near it, there's no way it could be blowing enough air to get it to do that. And there was no air duct near it. All it was on the other side of the hangar. And it was like blew my mind. And he was like, "You want to go back in there?" And I'm like, no, I don't want to go back in there. Like, I was like, I don't want to know what else is going on in there. I got, just seeing that was enough for me.
Yeah. So you were with the rest of the crew after that of just like, yeah, you know what? Not so much going out at night over there anymore.
Yeah.
Was this?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like now the guy that went back there with me, he had like other stories that he had told me about. And that's why he was going to see if I wanted to go there. And one of his stories was, and the reason he quit going was at first he was all about, yeah, I'll go. I don't care. And as he was patrolling, he went around the corner and right next to that big bomber was a B-17 bomber. And he was standing there and he heard this like clicking noise, like click, 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 click. Like, and he's like, "What is that?" And he turned and he looked and one of the machine guns from the B-17 was pointed right at him and making the clicking noise. And he was like,
"Holy shit."
He was like, and he said, "That was the last time I ever went back in there." And I go, "Dude, yeah." And then he was like, "You want to go
wow.
see if it's doing it?" I go, "No, I don't want to see that."
if anything's going to put you in your place, it's having a full fucking machine gun pointing at you, trying to shoot you.
Right.
Like,
right.
Yeah, yeah, while you're just doing your job. You know.
Wow.
That is insane.
Yeah, that was my workplace. That's like, I haven't experienced anything like seen any. I mean, I've gone up to Gettysburg and I've done other things. I've gone and like done some dial rod stuff, and I've had some weird answers and some weird experiences like that. But like, it would, to that, for some reason, that was the freakiest thing to me. Like, it just, because I could not come up with a reason why that light was moving. With the dial rods, I could make up in my head, like, well, maybe I'm doing it or this, you know. But that light, I to this day, it's like, I cannot figure out how that did that. It's like,
wow.
Was this, sorry if I missed this part, but like, was this light above the aircraft that was also pointing a machine gun and trying to fire at somebody?
No. This was above, like, there's two airplanes that dropped the, one was over Nagasaki and one was over Hiroshima.
Yeah.
The one that I think that was, it, one is here in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. The other was in Dayton, Ohio. Yeah. And it's the light that is right above that bomber. And then the B-17 bomber is right next to it. But the light is literally over the wingspan of this plane. And it's like really like, yeah, if you go back there, like the light is like at the same length as the wingspan of this huge, I think it's a B-28. I can't remember.
If
but
there's going to be a haunted airplane.
It's a big bomb.
It's going to be one of those two airplanes.
Holy
shit.
Yeah. The airplane that killed a million people. You know that.
Yeah. Like to this day continues to have effects on people's lives. Like just like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Ooh.
Yeah. You gotta think. You gotta think we're lucky
it
here.
Cool.
That
it's cool, but kind of weird and kind of. It also kind of like because you know. Possibly why it's haunted, you kind of feel like, oh man, of course, like a million people vaporized because of it.
Yeah, it's not just some spirit angry that they stubbed their toe or that, I don't know, diapers weren't on sale or something. You know, there's something mild going on with that aircraft, you know. Like, damn.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in, man.
Well, thank you. I can't wait to hear the rest of the ghost stories that are happening tonight, man.
Thank you.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
Night, Gregory. Oh, that is such an awesome story. We're lucky that it only swings a light.
Yeah.
You know, just the one.
Right. And doesn't actually shoot anything.
Oh,
but you gotta think, like you said, how many people that plane was responsible for killing.
Oh yeah.
How much energy could be attached to that plane 100%. Just for that fact.
Yeah. I mean that's like
absolutely.
If you're gonna pick like one item, like you know what I'm saying? Like you'd have like a haunted guillotine or like a haunted dungeon or a cemetery, like an aircraft that just made entire portions of a country into a cemetery. You know,
right?
Jesus. But all right, got another call coming in here.
Sweet.
Let's see here. All right, caller, you are live. Don't know if you can hear us.
Hello.
You are live. Can we get your?
Hello?
That is you. Can we get your first name?
Oh, okay.
Can we get your first name and where you're calling in from?
It's Malibu from the chat. Hi, and I'm in Northwest Ohio.
Awesome. Thank you for calling me.
I think Ohio is like the most haunted state in the country.
My story isn't really so much as a ghost as more of like I think I had an encounter with an evil entity.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So this was around like 2017. I was living in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And I was alone in the apartment because my husband at the time was at work. And I was in the room, you know, just chilling like face down on the bed, on my phone and stuff. And the door was closed. We had two cats at the time. So I know it wasn't the cats because they were outside of the bedroom. I had closed them out because they were being annoying. And I wanted to sleep, but I didn't. I have like problems sleeping sometimes. And so at one point while I'm laying there, I hear footsteps in the room, but I didn't like think about it at first. I thought it was, for some reason, my brain thought it was my husband coming home from work. And I was like, hey, what's up? And I continued what I was doing. And there was no answer. So, but I didn't really like put much thought into it. But then I feel like a pressure get on my back.
Okay.
Like somebody gets on top of me. And then I'm like, so I'm like, oh, you know, husband's name, what are you doing?
Yeah.
No answer.
Okay.
And so then I start panicking a little. And then I try to like look over my shoulder to see like who's on me. And I find that like from like the shoulders down, I can't move. And it's almost like I can't like look at what's behind me, but I can hear breathing. You've
got partial paralysis at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was weird because like I could move my feet and I could move from the shoulders up, but I couldn't move anything in between.
Huh.
And so I start getting like a little nervous because like the pressure starts getting like heavier mm-hmm. on me, and I can hear that like breathing. And so then I do the first thing that like comes to mind. So I come from like, I grew up in like a Catholic mm-hmm. family, and in my head, I'm like, well, let me just try praying in Spanish because that's the closest thing I know to Latin.
Right. Right.
Prayers so are always more powerful in Spanish. That's just universally known. I'm just going to say.
Yeah, and then so I start with like the Our Father mm-hmm. and like as I'm like halfway through the prayer, I feel like almost like something is like squeezing my throat, like trying to like stop me from mm-hmm. talking.
Shit.
And the breathing turns into like a growling like in my ear, like it was oh, not man. Happy that I was like doing this. Ooh. And so I filled myself with, like, conviction, and I was like, no, I gotta keep going, like, this thing is, like, not good, because I was, like, feeling, like, the fear, I'm like, oh my god, like, it's gonna, like, do something to me, and, so I, like, continue, I go, like, into the rosary and stuff, and I, like, keep going, and I, like, push through it, and then eventually, like, I feel, like, the pressure, like, lifting off of me, and as soon as I felt it lift off enough, I, like, jumped out of bed and just, like, looked around, and nothing was there. And I like open the door and the cats are like running in and just like looking at me like wide-eyed. And
that's
I don't
when
know,
you know
just,
you fucked up.
And that
when
was
the
it.
Cats
that
run
was...
in the room and look at you wide-eyed.
Yeah, and I was just like, I was so scared and like
that is...
and I have no idea like what it could
have
been.
Have you ever heard of the old hag?
Which one?
The
like
I don't know, what would you a specter entity, like I don't know how it would fully be defined. It's not a cryptid per se, but
yeah,
you know.
it's kind of like it's just like a nighttime demon.
Yeah, a nighttime demon, but mm-hmm. like the I would look into the tales around like the old hag that mm-hmm. coming up out of Europe, like it's a long standing you know, I guess spook or entity that pops up and does things very similar to what you were talking mm-hmm. about experiencing. I'm also going to throw out there too, because I was listening for little notes of this as somebody who's dealt with sleep paralysis pretty much their whole life, like very intense, like bouts of sleep paralysis. That wasn't sleep paralysis. That just straight up was not sleep paralysis.
Thanks for saying that, because people try to like dismiss it and be like, oh, it was sleep paralysis, but like I've never had it before.
No, and I mean, you know, sleep paralysis can pop up during periods of time with just like sustained stress and like anxiety in your life. Mm-hmm. That'll totally fuck up your sleep schedule. It'll you know, fuck up your alpha and your beta waves and just like all the stuff that needs to kind of be in tune to keep you zonked out for the night. And you'll wake up and, you know, your body has a natural switch inside of it that says, hey, fool, you're dreaming. You should not be able to move your body and act out your dreams, right? You should pretty much stay within like a 1 to 2 foot radius of where you fell asleep, because otherwise, I mean, could you imagine if everybody was acting out their dreams all night long? Just all around the city, like that shit would get crazy. It'd be like Grand Theft Auto Vice City with a blindfold on, just people just running. So this is a good natural thing that we have. But when you hit that moment of sleep paralysis, and it has to do with, you know, your shit getting out of whack, generally stress and anxiety. You wake up, your dreams are, you know, painted over top of what you're seeing. But that switch that's paralyzing your body, keeping the entire world from becoming a blindfolded Grand Theft Auto, that is still turned on. And so you're completely paralyzed. But the fact that you had the partial paralysis, you did not have complete paralysis. You were able to move your feet. You were kind of like able to move around. I mean, as somebody who struggled with like sleep paralysis my whole life, I can tell you that like when you can just get one toe to wiggle, it's like a massive success. You are like, I am so close to getting out of this. Like, it is a serious fight. So I don't know what the hell that was, but the closest thing would definitely be the old hag. And it sure as hell wasn't sleep paralysis, at least in my opinion. But...
Yeah, definitely didn't sound like it. If he was able to move a little bit.
Yeah. But thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for
calling.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
No problem. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye.
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 I'm not sure.
Gil, have you I'm so sorry, just real quick before we jump on another, have you talked to us about...
Oh, no. Keep going.
Pick it up.
No, we gotta take the call.
Yeah, pick it up.
Hello, you are live. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from? I might have muted them. I muted them. Could we get your first name again and where you're calling from? They might not know that they're live right now. Here we go.
Say it again with emphasis.
Hey, yeah.
Hey. One more time.
Hello, caller.
I got thanks, James. Thanks, James.
Right.
Thanks, James has been on hold for forever now, so they're probably just like making microwave burritos. Oh no, it says that it was seen in 901. James, you are on. Thanks, James. You are on. Did they bounce?
Can you hear us?
Oh, no.
Once. Oh.
All right, James. Call back. Hello, you are live. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name's Tim. I'm calling from Northwest Ohio, too.
This is tradition.
Ohio, man.
Haunted.
Isn't that where you're from?
That is. Actually, yeah, technically I'm from about a mile and a quarter from where you live right now. Because I got your IP address, Tim. I know where you live. I'm just kidding.
Oh, shit,
Tim,
I'm leaving.
Tim is my brother-in-law, awesome human being. And I asked him to call with a story that I remember he told me years ago. He's told me this multiple times. It's always been identical. And yeah, I am very excited for Tim to share this story with y'all.
It's not really a ghost story, but it's kind of weird. I was I leave for work at 2 a.m. and I was sitting at a red light, and the light across from me turned green to go because they have a left turn light. And then my light turned green and I just sat there. And I don't know why I just sat there, but I did. And a car went across in front of me, probably doing 40, 50 miles an hour. And the guy, when he went across in front of me, it was like slow motion, looked at me and he had no face. And it was like, what the hell? First of all, why did I just sit at this light? And then why did this guy go in front of me with no face when he looked at me? Yeah. You know, he's like a black hoodie over him with nothing in it. And I just like was just sat there and the light turned red and I still just sat there for, you know, the next green cycle.
Yeah.
Just kind of freaked me out.
And to kind of put this a little bit more in perspective too, just like the story that you've told me, which I, you know, kind of have like memorized at this point, you know, so you are a truck driver. You're getting ready to head into work and this is the light right down the street from the house. This entity, right? So I also want to throw out there too, when you drive to work, to and from work, that is unpaid labor. That counts as work. So just saying, you wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't for work.
Right.
Yep. Tim, you still there?
I can't hear.
Oh, you can't hear us? Is there an issue?
I think you might have lost the connection.
Mm. Well.
Oh. Well, that was a fantastic story.
I have to hang up.
Yeah, that made me drop my mouth open. No face.
That is, just call in just a moment, but that is an experience that's happened to folks for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Literally exactly what they were going through. Yep. Might have lost a call here. I was rambling too much. There we go.
There it is.
Got a little message here. Hey, Kristen, you are live. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Oh, I think I can hear you guys.
Hereford.
It's Dwayne.
Do you mind turning it down a little bit in the background? Got a little bit of an echo here.
All right, hey, this is very, very sketchy. Got a little bit of an echo. All right, hey, what do I got to do here?
You just got to mute wherever you're listening to us at. I don't know. We have so many illegitimate live streams out there in the world at this point. We can't keep up with
them. Trust me on that. All right. Hey, my bad, man. I tried
all good.
Earlier.
Thank you for calling back.
The whole thanks, James, was a buddy of mine that I work with that helped me out to make the call.
Absolutely love if they called back in. There was a technical issue where they were just kind of like stuck on there, and for some reason, I couldn't get their audio to come through. So I kind of like exited out, hoping that a refresh would kind of help. Look, we're breaking boundaries over here today. I mean, like, the only other folks that really, like, pushing, like, coast-to-coast style, like, Art Bell style, you know, live calls. Right. I have a very fancy recording studio and a lot of equipment. We're bootstrapping over here. So we're doing what we can do to get it to work.
Much love to Art Bell. We wouldn't.
Absolutely.
None of us would be doing any of this.
Long live
him,
Art
okay?
Bell.
We got to realize that.
Yes, 100%.
Kristen, what's up? How you doing? Much
hey,
love.
You might need to tell him. I don't think he can hear me.
Awesome. Kristen is sending their love, their respect, their gratitude, their thanks, and side-eyed glances because she's not sure if you can hear her.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, yeah.
All
well,
good.
Yeah, I guess
all good, but we can hear you,
luck.
Though.
Right on. If Kristen can, I did send her a video. I had some crazy stuff go on in my apartment. Nobody believes me because I'm kind of a jokester. Kristen, I think you can kind of attest to that a little bit. But when some real crap goes down for me, nobody ever wants to believe me. So I had got this on video. And I put it out there. I had some really, really weird stuff go on in this apartment. And I sent you a short video. Feel free to put that up if you can. I don't know if you guys can do it. But I had some crazy sounds going on in this apartment. And just couldn't figure out what's going on. I'm flicking lights. I'm doing whatever I can to, like, you know, what's going on in here? Something's weird. I'm thinking rats, whatever. You know what I mean? But I'm like on a second story. So I'm like, it ain't rats. I don't know what's up. And I'm watching my TV and I have some Hot Wheels. And come on, big props to Hot Wheels. Come on, I'm looking at you two guys right now. And I know you still will roll a Hot Wheel across the floor, right? They're fun. Best dollar ever spent. Anyway, so I have them set up, and out of the blue, one of these things just pops off right at me. I mean, earlier, I'm looking over at my closet. A hat jumps out of my closet. No joke, guys. I mean, this really happened. And I'm not all that much of a believer in the paranormal when it comes to ghostly stuff. Okay. Just hard to nail down. I mean, I'm that guy. I'm a 100% knower when it comes to Bigfoot. Okay. Had an encounter. Just no doubt there. But the paranormal, as far as the paranormal when it comes to ghosts, I'm a big skeptic there. I mean, I know there's something bigger than us. I don't know what it is. You know, and I'm kind of that guy that I'll show you the Bigfoot in my garage when you show me the ghost in your box. Okay. Yeah. I think we may be all on the same page with that. Is that bad?
No.
Not at all.
So this is,
you know, so that's kind of where I'm at. I mean, but I'm telling you, this stuff actually happened. I've showed a few people, and again, I'm kind of a jokester. And of course I get the instant, oh, you know, that's BS out of me. And you know what I mean? The whole cry wolf thing. Yeah. And that's my cry bad. Wolf.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. You know, I don't cry wolf, but you know, I love making jokes.
I'm right there with
but
you.
But my man. Heart and soul is in this paranormal thing, you know, as far as UFOs, spirits. I mean, you name it and I'll lick it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's a crazy, there's something going on bigger than us.
Yeah.
And
for sure.
Good God, I love shows like this. Kristen, you guys, everybody, thank you so much for doing things like this, because I think this is what we need. Is in the Bigfoot world, it sucks, dude, because everybody wants to hide and keep everything that they know close to the vest.
Yeah.
But I think we all should be sharing it, because that's how we're going to get the answers, you know, outside of shooting this thing in the head and putting it on a slab.
Those Gigantopithecus gatekeepers need to just chill the fuck out at this point. I'm going to be honest.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I'm with you on that 100%, man. Yeah. Right.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, I've always been a flesh and blood guy, but I am slowly slipping into the woo camp. Because there are way too many stories of these trackways disappearing in the middle of a field and, you know, yada, yada. My personal opinion, I've almost swung to that. Kristen, you know what I'm talking about. Earth is the type of planet when you fly by it, you roll the windows up. Because we're pieces of crap.
Yeah, roll the windows up, lock the doors. You know, definitely avoid every thunderstorm because for some reason.
I kind of think we are the dog park for the aliens. I kind of think these things are pets, and they drop them off and say, "Hey, man, go take your poops and peeps, grab an elk, something to eat, and I'll pick you up in the middle of the field." Until we have one on a slab,
we are the galaxy's Midwest. Yeah, 100%. But thank you so much.
We are the armpit of the universe.
We're the flyover states. But thank you so much for calling in. I think we only got time for one more call in tonight. So,
all right, hey man, thanks so much for having me on. You guys are all freaking awesome.
Thank
know
you
that.
So much, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Bye bye.
Thank you for calling.
Bye bye. Oh, Dwayne, he's so awesome.
Got one more call. All right. Hello, you are live. Can I get your first name and where you are calling from?
Hello, hello. My name is Risket for the Biscuit, a.k.a. Rachel. I am calling from Northwest Ohio as well.
That's what I love to hear.
How is everyone doing?
Great. Doing wonderful. Great. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. So my story isn't really a job one. Is that okay?
Yeah, why not? I'm cool with that if everybody else or is. Thumbs up sure, on that? All right.
All right.
You're the cool. last caller of the night, so make it goddamn good. I'm just no pressure.
Oh shoot. I don't Yeah, that's a lot of pressure. I don't think I can top everybody else's story. This is kind of lame, so but I still think it's
a mellow
cool.
way to go into the evening. That's all right.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear it though. Let's hear it.
So
this is my sister, everybody. That's why I'm being a little bit playful with that.
Oh.
Okay.
Sorry, I had to break that fifth wall? I don't know. The placenta? Right. What are we doing here?
First
I don't know.
Time
but...
or last time listener. No. So kidding. So I've probably lived in this house about 16 years. And my husband, Tim, was away. He was at work. My son was at school. We didn't have any animals at the time. And I was downstairs and I was actually on the phone with my one friend, and as I was talking to her, I heard footsteps walking around upstairs, and I'm like, well, that's weird, did somebody come home? So I opened the garage, look, nobody's home, and I'm like, what the heck is going on, man? There's like literally footsteps, you can hear creaking. I'm like, this is nuts. So I'm kind of skeptical about walking upstairs, and finally I get up enough gall to go upstairs. And in the process of me going upstairs, I hear like drawers slamming because we have two bedrooms and a full bathroom upstairs. And the one bedroom is my son's and the other one's just a spare bedroom. Well, it's coming.
Oh.
You still there?
We lost your sister.
Yeah, did we just lose you like literally at the climax there? What the f- Tune in next week.
And that's, and
oh,
that's
wait,
the
no,
end
no.
of the story. No. Totally kidding. Totally kidding.
I couldn't.
I think my phone screen went on and I bumped it, I think.
The humor's in the family.
Anyway,
it's honest
up,
in the family.
I'm walking upstairs and I hear drawers slamming.
Sis, we literally, we just heard, I think the last thing we heard is, and so I go up the stairs and, so if you could start us from there. That would be perfect.
Well, all right, cool. So as I'm walking up the stairs, I hear drawers slamming, okay. And like dresser drawers. And I was saying that there's upstairs, there's two bedrooms and a bathroom. Mm-hmm. And the one bedroom is my son's. And this was coming from the spare bedroom, which was the other
bedroom.
You
always make me
and
when I
I'm kind of skeptical walking up like. What
the one
that?
That you always make me sleep in when I spend the night.
Yeah.
Right, I'm just checking.
Well, it's the guest bedroom.
It's the ghost
and,
bedroom.
Excuse me. As I'm walking upstairs. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
That's it. I'm just making a snide comment.
Well, as I'm walking upstairs, I was like, oh my gosh, this is kind of freaky. So I go upstairs and apparently I had not made the bed because I had been washing the linen, and I think the ghost that was up there was pretty pissed off. And I'm like, so I walk up there and I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. I didn't make the bed. I'll make the bed. You'll be cool. And made the bed and never heard anything else. But I do have a kind of piggyback off of that. That'll take like a couple seconds and I'll be done. If you want to hear it, if you don't, totally cool.
I'm definitely booting my sister off from talking on the first episode.
Just hang up, Gil. Hang up.
go for it, sis. Please.
This one.
There's a delay.
And that's the end of the story.
That's the end.
There's
right
anything
there, that was
about my family. It's the drama. We keep the dramatic flowing over here.
I am on the edge of my seat. The suspense is killing me.
Is she coming back on?
What's the delay? Is it because she...
I think we lost her.
I lost my sister tonight.
I don't
is
know.
That better?
Yes.
Oh, no. I'm
yes,
there.
You are.
Yes, okay. I got closer to the Wi-Fi. I just didn't want to be around the TV because Tim's listening and, mm-hmm. you know. Okay, so anyway, a couple months pass. I go upstairs to take a bath because our upstairs bathroom is a full bathroom. Downstairs isn't. And all of a sudden, the light shuts off. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? So I was like, haha, that's not funny. Turn the light back on. And within 2 seconds, 3 seconds later, the light flips
That'll
on.
That'll do it.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, there's a ghost up here. I mean, cool, totally cool yeah. ghost. Just totally pissed if you just don't keep the bedroom up there clean and nice.
Right.
But besides that, I mean,
they're very tidy,
pretty chill, you know.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here too, and I'm also gonna say, wow. like, since you are a mom, you do work from home. And
I was just gonna say that. Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, taking yeah. it from you here.
No, no, no. I'm agreeing. I'm agreeing.
Totally.
No, no.
Yes, yes.
No, you're good. No. Go ahead,
sis. Thank you what? So much for calling in, and we hope you have a great night. And yeah,
thank you.
You're our last caller.
Thank you.
Closing this up. Boop.
Good night. Oh, wow. What great stories tonight. I was looking right. forward to them for sure, but this was
absolutely.
Just awesome, despite my technical difficulties over here.
Oh, I think that's all we've got on the docket for the evening, y'all.
Think so. Yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Do we all remember? Well,
I'll have to find
scene?
That. I don't, but I have it we written down it, somewhere.
I do.
She's got it printed.
She's got it printed.
She's got
it
printed
real quick.
Well, before we do all that, should we let folks know about plans for next time for and where they can find and follow everybody? So, right. The plan is this is going to be a monthly live stream, mm-hmm. and next time we were looking at was it March 2nd?
I believe so.
March 2nd,
I believe,
the
first Saturday of March. And the idea is we are going to talk strange lights, whatever that means to you. It doesn't have to be UFOs, doesn't have to be
nope.
ghost lights, doesn't have to be anything. Strange lights. Yeah, I'm very, right. very curious to hear. I know you got some stories there, Damien.
I got a couple.
yeah. And I know the listeners are going to have some stories as well. Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. And hopefully we can get whatever little technical bugs we got during this episode. Maybe we can get them fixed before the next one.
Look,
so
we got a month, baby.
It's true. There's a reason why that's the thing too. If y'all made it this far, first off, thank you. Second off, y'all are on
Absolutely.
The premiere episode, and this is gonna keep growing. It's gonna grow big because we're all stubborn as hell. But there's a reason we're all laughing and agreeing. But there's a reason why podcasts don't do live call-ins. It's a technical pain mm-hmm. in the ass. So we're taking that risk. We're going on a limb, and we're gonna make this shit happen. And we couldn't be
Absolutely.
More stoked, more happy that y'all joined us here tonight for this premiere. So thank you.
Yeah,
we definitely appreciate the call-ins. We appreciate the stories you people sent us, and hopefully we have plenty more for the next 100%. Go-round.
Absolutely, and if you enjoyed this, wherever you are tuning in, watching and listening on the replay, you know, be sure you give a like and a subscribe and the thumbs up and great comments, and just look forward to how much better it's going to get.
It's going to keep going.
Absolutely. And like Kristen said, be sure to follow all of our social media, Black Cat Report, Paranormal Girl, Life Beyond 6 Feet, RKB Paranormal, and of course, Beer, Booze, and Boogeyman is on Facebook and Instagram. So go ahead and hit those clicks and likes and subscribes and all that fun stuff, and just be on the lookout for our next yeah. episode.
Thank you.
All right, boys, is that it?
I believe that's
if
it for this episode.
If everybody wants to look in the chat,
okay.
I uploaded your script for the
I've got it. So,
in our super secret host chat,
so,
where we were talking shit
right.
all night about everyone. Mostly
we
each
were.
Other.
We were.
Mostly each other. It was actually just
right,
each other.
Right, right. yeah, everybody's been great. So until next time, here's a toast to the ghost in your hall.
The Bigfoot hiding in your yard.
And the Grays waiting for you to fall asleep. Good night, y'all.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. Good night.
If I'm allowed to close this out. Bye.